Popularity than when we first got interested in it. we were both kind of musical misfits in the 1950s.
Forever.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, we both got smitten with the bluegrass bug, and I guess we'd have to confess that it was the banjo that sucked us both into the bluegrass.
So. Yeah.
In fact, a good friend of ours from the good old days is a local resident, citizen here, Mr. Bob Yellen. I'd like to say hi to Bob. We'll dedicate all of our good notes to him. And
these are all banjo less notes.
Yeah. But, you know, of course, young kids, you know, nowadays, they're really incredible pickers and talented, really talented young musicians. And, of course, they're attracted to the mandolin. I don't blame them. And also the fiddle, the banjo, the dobro, lead guitar. And they all play rings around us, but... You know, there are not too many young or old, really great bluegrass rhythm guitarists. They're kind of the unsung heroes of the idiom. And I'd like to acknowledge the fact that John McCurry is one of the world's greatest bluegrass guitarists ever. On the rhythm level. And it's an underappreciated art form, and in addition to playing the great bluegrass style rhythm, these unsung hero guitar players also played some very innovative runs, you know, kind of bass runs on the instrument. And of course, you've heard of Lester Flatt's famous G run? Really, I mean, what could be, how could you do more with less? and then I guess Red Smiley had a really good D run, you know. And Jimmy Martin had his G run. Yeah, and of course, you know, all these guys, they all had the runs. But we'd like to showcase Del's rhythm guitar playing and his rhythm G-run playing and all of that. We've devised a vehicle to convey the essence of this, the G-run blues.